Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking at Prit, this new travel planning tool. It's making some bold claims, saying it can turn your trip planning into a work of art.
Right, a beautifully designed experience. And you build it yourself with this, like, drag-and-drop editor and then share it easily. Sounds pretty slick.
It does. So for this deep dive, we really want to understand how Prit plans to do this. It launched in 2025, built by just 3 college students, which is pretty amazing in itself.
Yeah, and their whole mission basically seems to be about fixing those really specific, annoying things we all run into with other travel apps, things that founders themselves got frustrated with.
Okay, let's break this down then, because I think we've all been there. You know, you're trying to plan a trip, maybe multiple cities, and you've got museum times, dinner plans, flights, and most apps just give you a list of places. But what about how long things take?
Exactly. That's the first big thing they identified. People want, or rather need, to plan on a proper visual timetable, not just a checklist.
Right. And then there's the collaboration piece. This one really hits home for me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, often one person, maybe the super organized one, builds the whole itinerary. But then everyone else feels hesitant, like they don't want to mess it up or step on toes by changing things freely.
That's such a common dynamic. The planner feels protective, others feel awkward suggesting changes. It sort of stifles real teamwork. That was their second major pain point.
Totally. And that leads straight into the third one, which anyone planning international travel knows all too well. Time zones.
Ugh, don't get me started. The nightmare of figuring out flight times. Leaves at 2 p.m., arrives at 1 p.m. the same day.
Exactly. And you're constantly Googling, what time is it in Tokyo, just to coordinate anything. It's maddening.
So what's fascinating is how Prit seems to directly tackle these head on with some, you know, pretty smart solutions.
Okay, how so? For the time planning.
Well, you literally schedule by dragging and resizing blocks on an actual timetable. It's visual, it's intuitive, you see your day laid out.
Nice. And the collaboration awkwardness.
They've got these shared workspaces. The idea is everyone can suggest drafts, make comments, add ideas without overwriting the main plan until things are agreed upon. So no stepping on toes.
Okay, that sounds genuinely useful. And the time zone headache.
Solved. You can apparently just view any plan in any time zone you need. Click a button, bam, the whole schedule adjusts. No more mental math or frantic Googling.
That alone is huge. But here's where it gets really interesting for me, based on what we found. Their business model.
Ah, yes, that's quite different.
Totally. They state no subscriptions, just one payment to store your plans forever. Well, that's a big deal in today's world of endless subscriptions.
It really is. It feels like a pushback against that fatigue many people feel. Pay once, use it when you need it, whether that's next month or next year.
Exactly. It builds a different kind of relationship, doesn't it? More like buying a tool you own, not just renting access. Plus, they talk about this structured, clean design.
Right. Making it something you'd actually feel good about sharing, even professionally, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. So what about early users? Did it land well?
It seems like a mixed bag initially, which is pretty normal for new launches. We saw feedback from Gosha Shatarov, who loved the neat UI that fits the work of art idea, and he pointed out a cool hack.
Oh, what was that?
Guest mode. Mm-hmm. You can apparently start planning without even signing up. That lowers the barrier to entry quite a bit. Just jump in and try it.
Smart. Any downsides reported?
Yeah, another user, Nika, mentioned some early technical hiccups, like difficulties clicking a button sometimes and seeing bits of the interface in different languages, like English mixed with Chinese.
Okay, some teething problems.
Pretty standard stuff. But the makers seemed really responsive, offering workarounds like that guest mode and promising fixes. So actively listening, which is always a good sign.
Right. So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, our listener? Prit seems to be gunning for this precise, collaborative, globally savvy way to plan travel.
Yeah, it wants to make it clear, maybe even beautiful, and definitely less of a chore.
And if we think bigger picture, for anyone listening who really values efficiency and clarity, well, Prit is a great example of how thoughtful design can take something potentially chaotic, like planning a big trip, and make it feel elegant and manageable.
It's about tackling those specific frustrations we talked about, you know, saving you time and hopefully a lot of stress.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. If a tool can aim to make complex travel planning a work of art by sorting out time zones and making collaboration easy, what other everyday organizational tasks, maybe at work, maybe managing projects, could be transformed? What if we applied that same focus on visual, time-based planning, and truly shared intuitive spaces elsewhere? Makes you think, doesn't it?